Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money on this very special birthday edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I'm glad to be with you. I am joined from right to left. I am joined by Alika, the chairman of the comic book board right here at Molly Comics and Collectibles at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. To his right is a lovely lady.
To his right?
To his left, excuse me.
Your right.
My right.
Wow.
His left.
Do right. Over.
No, we're good. Nadia is in the house, and I'll introduce her more later. She's in the house. She'll be joining us for a little bit tonight. To her left is Format, the gaming guru. He's in the house as well. Hey, hey, Todd, why don't you let me get through the intros and shut up?
Is it because you have a knife?
And then the gaming guru, Format, is in the house. And then to his left is the one and only Ganon, the horror aficionado, punk rock superstar.
This apple juice is very bad.
Yeah. And then to his left is the man who celebrates his 33rd birthday today, the comic book artist extraordinaire. It is the one, the only, the author and artist of the Kukui Project and Disco Thunder Groovebone. It is the one, it is the only.
It's like half of our show is
TB, ladies and gentlemen, the birthday boy, Todd Bernardi in the house. All right. So,
you're one step closer to dying.
You are.
Way to go.
But you guys make me feel so pretty.
Yeah. Now, when do I get to cut you? No?
Is that how it works? Well,
no.
Well, apparently, even a balloon is safe against you.
Oh my God. Is this my bar mitzvah? Is this a bris?
Right. We'll be celebrating with Todd's foreskin tonight.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Oh, wait,
hold on.
We can't say.
Yeah. Wait, foreskin? Yeah. Foreskin's okay?
That? Yeah, foreskin's fine.
Foreskin's fine. Penis is off the table.
It's a Jewish word.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the foreskin. It's Yiddish.
It's Yiddish. It's absolutely
for
Yiddish.
For putts.
Yeah. Anyway, before we get started tonight, want to say hello to the Peanut Gallery, who has happened to be here tonight. We've got
our friends and fans, the studio audience.
Silent Sean is in the house tonight as well. He's still lunging.
So silent.
His sweaty crotch all over the place. So he's
How
here.
How do you know it's sweaty?
Oh, I
with
checked.
His silly beard.
How did you check?
Trust me. Anyway.
I don't want to try. I trust you less.
You trust me less now? Let me go ahead and introduce the lovely lady who's joining us for a little bit this evening. It is Nadia. It is, ironically enough, the woman who married Todd Bernardi, if you can believe it.
The one that took it for the team.
Yeah, she took one for the team. And,
you guys have all taken one for the team.
And by the way, as you can see, Nadia set up this beautiful Spider-Man birthday party for Todd.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know,
such a big Marvel Comics
he's a
fan.
Huge Marvel Comics fan. He loves Spider-Man. Spider-Man is his favorite Marvel character. I think it's the way that Spider-Man is so masterfully written is what he really appreciates about it.
Lazy writing. Well, that's what I like about it.
he really likes that. So, Nadia?
I don't know. I mean, the chips are just Zardisky. Zardosky? How do you say it?
Yeah. So
that could be a good run.
The reason I brought your wife on was to say a few words about you.
He knows.
So
you just said.
Did you prepare a statement?
I didn't.
You didn't?
Should I have prepared something?
Wow, so you just put her on the spot?
No, well, I mean, does she have to write things down to say something nice about her husband?
Yeah.
Psych. We're not married to the guy.
Wow. 2013.
Okay.
He took out the trash.
He took it out today, too.
April 7th, 2014. He cleaned half the toilet.
The top half or the bottom half?
Well, you don't... Well...
Well, I guess it doesn't matter.
I don't know. It depends on which way you're looking at
it. Yeah. I guess it does.
So the parts you can see.
she did a lovely job putting this little shindig together for Todd. You did a great job, by the way. So thank you so much. You did fantastic work. Ironically, you kind of kept it from Todd this whole time, too, which was kind of cool. He had no idea, right?
I had no idea. Little idea because our 3-year-old told me that I was going to have Spider-Man for my birthday.
Oh, did she? It's ironic that your daughter even trolls you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she was like, you like Marvel superheroes.
Well, she said Batman was sold out. You know. I told her.
It might have been she was looking out for him. Like, she knew he was going to hate it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So she's the one person that just, you know what?
She's looking out for Pops.
Dad just try to look
at it. Yeah. It's like, listen, Dad, I got some really bad news for you. All they had at the store.
You're going to have a Spider-Man cake. I don't know why my daughter sounds like that.
She sounds like some gruff 45-year-old Midwest or something.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Smoke cigars.
Yes, smoke cigars. So anyway, Nadia, before you, you can sit in, by the way, all night if you'd like, or if you don't feel so comfortable with it. If there's anything you'd like to express to your husband or on his birthday, I mean, he is 33. There's not a lot of years left.
There's no vitality anymore.
There's certainly no milestones.
There's no milestones left.
There might be.
Certainly.
Hey, I could pass a stone.
Certainly.
Just let me have some more minerals in
right,
my diet.
Right.
There you go. I guess
what I'm asking is
that's
what
you need.
I wanted Nadia to ask for things like. Todd, how long more can we do this starving artist thing? You know,
when are you gonna write a good book?
When are you gonna write a good comic?
When are your comics gonna make money?
You told me you came up with the new Ninja Turtles. When's that happening?
Yeah. Those are the questions that I was looking for. But I mean, if you have something nicer to say, that's good too. So.
She doesn't have anything nice to say.
Well, I know he likes.
I love the silence.
That's good.
I know he hates surprises and he hates Spider-Man. I thought we could combine those two things to bring a positive to his birthday. Mm-hmm. You know, because two wrongs make it right. Right?
Absolutely. I could not agree more.
I love your math.
So Todd, just know that. Your wife loves you, and we can hardly stand you, but we love having you here. So,
I prefer to say tolerate.
Tolerate. So, happy 33rd birthday to you, sir.
You know, I've never known you to be so tolerant.
My tolerance level for you is just right about here. So, but anyway.
That's seated.
Thanks. You guys have made me feel special.
Yeah. We try all our best. By the way, you're wearing a lovely crown, by the way. That's
It's a tiara.
It's a tiara. I'm sorry.
God.
A purple tiara.
Hey, you're so stupid.
Yeah.
How dare you?
It's weird, like, you even, that the
Wait
forks.
Wait till your birthday comes.
I know. The forks and your tiara match like the Green Goblin, which is weird. It's all interesting how it all just comes together.
What?
The purple and the green, you know?
Green Goblin's got purple in his costume?
He's got purple and he's got green? Come on, man.
That guy is metrosexual.
That's a bit of a reach.
No. He's got purple in his comic.
It's a bit of a reach.
Oh, come on. Anyway.
He got a purple hood.
Isn't this more lilac?
Well, I guess you are right. But anyway, Todd, before we move on to more important issues, anything you'd like to say?
Oh,
okay,
man.
Great. Listen, so...
oh, man.
Anything you'd like to say before we move on, sir?
No, let's get to the comics. I want to hear what's coming out tomorrow.
Do you really? All right, well, let's go. Let's get into some comics, shall we?
If we wait any longer, I'm going to be coming out tomorrow.
So, Nadia, thank you so much for being part of the show. We certainly do appreciate it. If you're going to sit in, that'd be great. If not, if you would like to join the Peanut Gallery, you can as well. But thank you for throwing this lovely party. It would not have been done without you. Because we're just a bunch of Neanderthals. So, yeah. Anyway, Alika, it is Tuesday. We record every Tuesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. And guess what? That means it's 20% off Tuesday. By the way, they're closed, so don't come. Tomorrow is Wednesday, and that means every single Wednesday it's New Comic Book Wednesday here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului, Maui Comics and Collectibles. So, Alika, tell us what's new this week in the world of comic books.
All right. Aquaman 23.
Yes.
Batman 23. Cave Carson has a cybernetic eye, number 8.
Yes.
Curse Words, number 5. That's Image. DC Bombshells, 27. Deadpool vs. Punisher, 3 of 5. The Flash, 22. Part of the Button storyline.
Yes.
Generation X, number 1. Green Arrow, number 23. Green Lanterns, 23. Girl Scouts, Magic Socks, number 1. Do you know what that is, Todd?
No, but Ganon does.
Yes.
What is it?
Jim Mafu.
Oh, really?
Original series. He's a street artist and comic book artist.
And there's the what it's going to be about cookies or
I think he's relaunching the book through a new imprint is what it is.
Yeah, it does have like a punk vibe. I remember it from previews now.
Yeah,
it's
he
like
he hasn't made that book for a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
Harley Quinn number 20. Image first, Monstrous number 1. That's a reprint of Monstrous number 1, which is really a really good book. Justice League number 21. Justice League Power Rangers number 4 of 6. Luke Cage number 1. Justice League Power Rangers is good.
No, it's not.
It's very not very good.
It's not very good.
Why don't you keep those comments to yourself?
It's not a very good book, but you guys should all buy it.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 15.
Nice.
Monsters Unleashed number 2. That's Marvel's other crossover that's happening among other crossovers currently going on.
Martians Unleashed?
Monsters Unleashed.
Oh, Monsters Unleashed.
And it's they're basically taking all the Kirby monsters and like revamping them and bringing them back.
Wow.
Neil Gaiman, American Gods, Shadows, number 3.
Now, is that in relation to the actual show, or is this something completely different?
I mean, it's in relation to the world he created through the book, but I'm not sure if it ties directly into the show.
I noticed that some of you have actually watched the first episode.
I didn't get to see it yet.
Yeah?
3 episodes.
Wow. Crazy.
I want to. Nick Fury, number 2. Odyssey of the Amazons, number 5 of 6. That's a Wonder Woman book.
That's what it sounded like.
Punisher, number 12, whatever that means.
Wow.
ROM, number 10.
IDW ROM?
That's IDW ROM. Because the Space Knight trademark is with Marvel. Royals, number 3, which is the Inhumans comic.
Ooh.
Inhumans filming on Oahu still.
Right.
Secret Empire, number 2 of 9. Nazi Captain America. Everybody loves that.
Right. They love it so much that they're burning it, aren't they?
Wait, yeah. Cap's a Nazi?
Well, he's a Hydra agent,
which is a
Hydra agent.
The analog for Nazis in the Marvel universe.
Correct. Right.
Spawn, number 273. Star Wars, number 31. Finally, Ooh. Street Fighter versus Darkstalkers, number
yes.
1 of 8.
Wow.
A lot of gamers and stuff excited for that one.
Yeah.
Super
Sons. When are they going to make that game?
Yeah.
That
they have made that game.
Oh, they have?
Yes.
Super Sons, number 4. Oh. Superman, number 23. Teen Titans, number 8. Ultimates 2, number 7.
Nice.
Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, number 20.
Ooh.
They made it all the way to 20?
They're on 20.
Right. Are they going to cancel it?
I don't know.
No, they will.
It's unbeatable.
It's selling like 11.
It's not the uncancelable.
Yeah. It's selling
the
like.
The uncancelable.
I think it's selling like 11,000 copies a month. Like, I think that it's on the chopping block.
It's on the teetering.
Right behind
point.
Batman, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Batman usually sells at least like a couple hundred thousand.
We've got Wicked and Divine, 455 AD, number 1. That's a one shot based in the Wicked and Divine universe. That's an Image comic.
Interesting.
Oh, cool.
X-Men Gold, number 4. And Yo-Kai Watch, number 1.
Wow! Yeah,
which I watched that cartoon. It's actually pretty funny.
Yo, I've
with
only
my kids,
seen it.
My son was like really wanted to watch it, and I was like, I'm not going to hate this.
It's a Pokemon clone, right?
Kinda, a little bit, but not really. It's a little creepier, too. Like, I'm surprised they go there with a lot of the humor, because it talks about, like, all the there's these creatures called yokai that are spirits in you, and that's what causes you to do bad or good or happy
right,
things.
Right,
like,
right.
All your weird emotions, mm-hmm. That's what they are.
Right.
There's some really creepy episodes.
Wow. So, that's what we can expect here this week at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului, Maui Comics and Collectibles. Todd?
Yes.
Does your wife read comics? Okay, I take that as a no.
No, she does. We read Nightly News together, and that's a Jonathan Hickman book. And Jonathan Hickman is a graphic artist. It came out. I think it actually just came out as a straight like graphic novel. I don't think they released it as single issues. It was a real. If
he
they
said
did
Nightly News, and I was like, "You guys watch the news together?"
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, John,
so
it's
romantic.
It's about a terrorist organization that sets up snipers in like downtown and starts shooting people just so they can get the news there, so that they can take out all of the news people, and then they just start shooting all the journalists. And so this terrorist organization declares war on journalists and journalism.
Independent comic, I'm assuming. Yes.
No. Yeah. but we've read a bunch of other Hickman stuff together. Nadia's read Saga. She's up. You're up to like book 3 or 4.
Yeah. Oh, so you guys don't like read
to get? Yeah, I thought maybe
we
you
do.
Like,
we read nightly news. Like I read nightly news to her.
Like she'll hold the book and yell.
You'll point at
what she wants her to read, and
I'm pretty sure what's happening is that she's reading it to him. Is what's
true. It's like it's pronounced. Just sound it out.
It's the
nightly news.
The word is the. Yeah. Got it. So that's cool. Nightly news. I never heard of. Now I'm interested.
You're never gonna read it.
No, I'm
not.
Yeah.
No,
and this was before fake news.
Oh, was it before fake news?
Yeah.
Man, before fake news.
It was like 2008.
Wow. All right. Sweet.
That's late.
How timely. How timely for this comic. Nightly news. I'll look for it. Is it now a graphic novel, as it were?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'll check that out.
And then Hickman like became famous sort of through that, and then went on to write Avengers and Fantastic Four. Oh. Well, I think Fantastic Four for sure.
I think what you meant to say was that Hickman sold out.
Yeah, he went to the dark side.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure I specified.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Marvel.
You're so mean.
Yeah.
Marvel's the Empire.
Right. Obviously. Obviously.
Axel Alonso's Darth Vader.
Axel
Alonso is the editor in chief at Marvel, and that's how he edits the comics. He just force chokes people.
Yeah, that's an inside comic book joke. So good job, Todd. Nice work.
It was real funny. I can tell that everybody really enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
Your wife got it. She's your biggest cheerleader now.
Well, she gets to listen to it all day long. Like, oh, I hate Marvel.
That's
so
awesome.
Like, so that's like, what that sounds
that's
like.
That's what that sounds like.
She's like, honey, you can't get on the internet today. Then.
Yeah. Seriously. Anywho, moving on to some more news this evening.
Yes,
just
please.
To let you all know, this past week, nothing much came out in the theaters. I didn't have an opportunity to watch anything, really. I think it was just Snatched and King Arthur. King Arthur came out.
I really want to see that. I don't care about the bad reviews.
Yeah, it's been getting awful reviews. Awful. Yeah.
It's got pretty good makeup.
Mm-hmm. What?
Like Charlie Hunnam's guy liner?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
He's making a dig at... Yeah,
King Arthur's going to get an Academy Award.
best hair and makeup.
So I got it. I was never familiar with Charlie Hunnam because I never watched Sons of Anarchy. So
or Pacific Rim.
Well, no. That's when I got acquainted with Charlie Hunnam because I had no idea this whole Sons of Anarchy thing.
I didn't even know he was British.
That's what I said. Right? I didn't know he was British either. Apparently, from what I understand,
oh man, they should hire him for The Walking Dead.
Sons of Anarchy.
The entire show is British people.
Sons of Anarchy. Apparently, they said that he was
Australians too.
Hunnam was losing his accent because he was playing the character in Sons of Anarchy.
It's just he's so method. He's lost in the
character. Is that what it is?
Yeah. He doesn't know where he stops and the character starts.
He was the one that was originally tapped to be the lead in 50 Shades, right?
No.
Pretty sure.
I remember that being rumor mill.
Yeah, he turned that down.
Oh, he turned it down.
Stephen Amell.
It was Stephen Amell.
Oh, was it Stephen Amell?
No, it was Charlie Hunnam.
No, Amell. Well, if anything, Amell too. But I know Amell was up for it too.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never heard about Hunnam. But
I heard about the Hunnam thing.
He was like, can I shoot arrows after I tie
up? Because in the middle of all that
up?
Debauchery, they wanted somebody to do a salmon ladder in that movie.
It means something totally different.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's something totally different in 50 Shades.
All right, I believe you.
Oh, geez.
Anyway, last week because of the
we can do a Magnum episode and speculate as to what a salmon ladder in that movie would be like.
No, I think we're okay. Last week we took the majority of the pod to talk about
whale vagina.
Jesus Christ,
Todd, stay
Wait,
on point
or
on point. Left on point.
Or a San Diego, according to some movies.
No, that's San Diego.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, thank you. Last week, we spent the majority of our time on the podcast talking about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Another thing about Guardians.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even. I wanted to bring up that Professor Barry went to see it. Professor Barry had his review. He and I could not have been more wrong. He loved the movie, and he liked it better than the first one. So
yeah, well, he's wrong.
Yeah, he gave it 4 stars. Hey, that's and that's a big
that's,
deal.
Dude, four that's stars.
That's a big deal for Professor Barry.
That's like 10 out of 5 stars.
That's
for else.
What I'm saying. So it was a big deal that Professor Barry hooked that up. I really wanted to talk to him about his rating for it. He really liked it. So I wanted to.
Did you read his review?
I did. I thought it was great. But I'd like to talk to him about it. We rarely ever get the chance to talk about movies anymore. So
he was there when we did our
premiere. Oh, I know, but he left.
He didn't want to hang out with us.
No, he...
He's gotten too good for us.
For well, some, he knew Greg was there.
So he's
we
like,
really should take his face off the banner.
No.
Can't even be bothered to hang out with us anymore.
Let's put the Spider-Man sticker on top of his face.
Well, it's Todd. It's always Todd. Anyway.
Yeah, we should put a sticker of Todd's face on Barry's body.
Barry's body.
Yeah, that'll really endear me. To you, Barry.
It totally will, sir. It totally will. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, man.
Last week, we didn't have an opportunity to talk about a couple of things. Might as well get them on the table.
Wait, are we...
What?
We're just...
We're not talking Guardians again.
Why?
What? Because...
Spoilers.
Yeah,
well, I haven't seen it.
You hated it anyway.
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
Yes, you did.
I gave it 2.5 stars.
You're the most...
I give all superhero movies 2.5 stars.
Miserable, miserable man. Anyway, we're not going to talk Guardians. Okay, your wife's here. She hasn't seen it, so she wants to go watch it.
She knows.
She doesn't
knows.
Watch the show, though.
Yondu dies.
Wow.
Oh, man.
You're such a jerk.
No cake for you.
That's the second time we spoiled that on the show.
Oh, my gosh. You're such a jerk.
That's the second time we did that on the show.
I did that.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway.
She doesn't even know who Yondu is. What?
Are you discounting her, the fact that she'd never...
She saw the first one like 4 years ago. Before it was even out.
Yeah, before it was even released. Yeah. Amazing, Todd. It's amazing.
I know.
It's amazing.
Yeah. You in time.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on from Guardians of the Galaxy, which, by the way, beat everything out this week again. Number one at the box office.
Of course. Well, I mean, it was against Snatched and King Arthur.
Yeah, which apparently Snatched is getting horrible reviews as well. And
weird.
It's an awkward time for that movie to come out, I think, is what it is.
It seems strange.
I can't believe a movie that's called Snatched would get bad reviews.
Well, I thought it would be. Well, I thought it'd be perfect for Mother's Day, but apparently
the original was.
The original was.
The original. Yeah, no, it's
Guy
true.
Guy Ritchie.
Yeah. The original. That's very true.
Statham.
Did you not see that movie?
Brad effing Pitt as a bare knuckle boxing pikey fighter.
They remade the Guy Ritchie movie.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
Do you like Dags?
I don't know what that's talking about. Is this a different thing?
Snatch.
What is Snatch?
That's the one. That's the
no. Snatch. Snatch is.
Hey.
Just,
whoa, Todd.
We don't want you answering
let
that question.
Explain.
No, we don't want you answering.
No,
that question.
Nadia just explained to me what Snatch was. So.
All right, let me explain.
She was talking about the birthday cake.
It's the second film. It's the second film Guy Ritchie did. He did it right after, I believe, Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. It's a British gangster film. Brad Pitt is in it. He plays an Irishman. It's the one about the bare knuckle boxing and the dog fighting.
I've seen that.
It's
what is the new thing?
Snatched
you're talking about?
With an ED. That's with Amy Schumer and Goldie Hawn.
Oh, so, yeah. Okay.
I love Goldie Hawn.
It's a prequel to the
apparently,
Brad Pitt movie.
And
I'm assuming this is unrelated.
No, it totally is. But apparently it's getting a lot of this movie.
No, it's like Split. Like at the very end you find out they exist in the same universe.
That's good.
Goldie Hawn is Brad Pitt's mom.
There's
in
been a lot
movie.
Of backlash with this new Snatch movie. Apparently they've been getting a lot of grief for some, I guess
you
there's
don't say.
Offensive things in the
they
film.
They stole all the jokes from the comedians.
And they stole the other jokes from the comedians and they said that it was offensive. Like it was either it was homophobic or something, or racist or something. Whatever the case may be, it was getting a lot
and
of flack in the media.
Did it get good reviews?
No, it didn't. That's the
wow,
thing.
That's why I go to movies.
I love Goldie Hawn. And I love Goldie Hawn. I think she's fantastic. So, but anyway, nothing major at the box office this week.
Major. Right.
But last week, because we didn't have a chance to talk about it.
Man, Goldie Hawn should have been in the original Snatch.
Right? Talking about Dags.
She's in a fantastic
she
film.
She should have been the boxer that Brad Pitt beats up.
Todd, you should stop talking.
He just keeps hitting her below the belt. That's why it's called Snatch.
Such an idiot. Anyway, moving on. Last week we didn't have an opportunity to talk about Blade Runner 2049 last week. Blade Runner 2049 is directed by Denis Villeneuve, the gentleman from, I believe he's Canada. I think he's a French-Canadian, I believe.
Is it Villeneuve, really?
I believe it is Villeneuve.
I think I think it's, either way,
if you, the way it's spelled... First of all...
That's the wrong border.
I'm pretty sure... Villeneuve. Whichever, or look.
Yeah, you don't even say the S, I'm pretty sure.
He lives in the place where Trump isn't building the wall. That, I think it's north.
Anyway, back to Blade Runner.
They have polar bears up there, eh?
Go off topic.
2049, Blade Runner 2049, produced by the one and only Ridley Scott. Directed by the Canadian guy, French Canadian guy, and it had a big. It had its first big reveal trailer. That was
Second one, isn't it? Well, this was a teaser.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, it's stars the one and only Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford.
And then everybody is the one and only.
I think because Harrison Ford is the one and only.
We cut our show down significantly in time if we stop saying one and only.
All right, we won't say that. All right. So,
Gannon, you're my one and only.
I know, right?
Don't tell my wife.
You know what? We'll do that on the pod next time. We'll talk about what attracted your wife to you. We'll do that next time.
No, it's we can talk about it now.
Do you need to be here for that?
I mean, you can. I don't think it.
It's
I don't know
because he's funny.
It was college.
So you guys were drunk.
So you were drunk. Yeah, got it. Okay.
It's one of those phases.
Right. Who was in the frat or the sorority? Neither one of you or were you?
No, neither one of us. No.
Todd was in the sorority.
it seems like your wife was the popular one and you were kind of the outcast.
Yeah.
No?
So anyway, Blade Runner.
Anyway, Blade Runner. 2049. Yeah. Got to watch the trailer. Gannon, you're as much of a fan.
Straight to me. We're not going to ask Todd what he thinks.
No.
Listen, we're going to try and skip Todd as much as we can.
Oh.
No.
Hey, man, don't worry about it. I'll give my opinion anyway.
Yeah, you will. Right. But Gannon, you are a big, you're a fan just like I am. What was your thoughts on Blade Runner 2049?
There was, somebody did,
more voiceover
side-by-side trailers.
Yes.
And it seemed like the new trailer was designed to mimic the original trailer, almost borderline shot for shot.
Yeah.
And, I dug it. I mean, it again, just like the original, it looks great, but you don't really get any sense of context out of it, so...
Yeah, well, ironically enough, the biggest question I had was whether or not Harrison Ford, if we were going to broach the subject of Harrison Ford actually being...
Harrison Ford.
But then he wouldn't have aged.
Right.
He wouldn't have aged.
That's true. It's a good point. Never thought about
that.
Because replicants don't age.
Well, I don't know. I mean, like, maybe they
figured out a way
to get... Do
the replicants not age?
No, they don't.
He is right about that.
They have a shelf life of only a few years, if you remember the first one.
All right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I read somewhere that they're going to maybe digitally recreate some of the ones from the first movie.
Mm-hmm. Maybe he's a special aging replicant?
Huh?
You mean like Daryl Hannah or Rutger Hauer?
They didn't say that for sure, but they hinted at it.
That's
and then they're going to be Asian. They're going to...
Yeah, they're going to digitally make them all Asian, even though Harrison Ford's not Asian.
Yeah. It's not going to be even digital. It's just going to be makeup.
Look, all we wanted was representation. This is a step in the right direction.
Yeah. We get it.
So I thought that the thing in Blade Runner was that they could only live for 3 years, and then if they tried to live longer... That's when they got in trouble. They had to go.
They have to go back in to get shut off,
and then the ones that don't go back in to get shut
then
off,
they hire the Blade Runner to go in.
Right, to exterminate them.
But in either case, I don't think they age. Was the point I was trying to make?
Am I the guy? Do I think? Am I wrong to think that Ryan Gosling actually looks like he'd be good? He's very robotic
in how he acts anyway. So
it's true. It's a good point. Never thought about that.
His expression almost never changes.
Yeah, he should.
He does.
They should have hired him to be Ghost in the Shell.
No, not at all. Mm. Actually, I always thought Ryan Gosling would be a good Spider-Man.
Well, you're wrong.
I agree.
So anyway.
See?
Stop it.
He should be in every movie.
Great.
Of course he
is, with his shirt off, right?
Yeah.
Because you love the
with
notebook.
With his shirt off in the rain.
He does have some amazing abs. There's no doubt about that.
I think that he's going to... Aw.
Yeah. It's all right, Todd.
You're three again.
Yeah, you're three. Yeah. Yeah, you're acting like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so to tell you. Tell you what.
So finish your thought.
There was a lightsaber joke about Harrison Ford. It was terrible. Now I've got icing on my hands.
Format. What about you? I'm assuming you got a chance to see it, right?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, are you a fan?
I was a fan of the original movie, but not like cult status where I followed everything about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I enjoyed it when I watched it.
Right,
that's about it.
Did you watch it with the when you first saw it? Did you watch it with the voiceover first, or did you watch it without the voiceover?
Without.
Yeah, see, like, I saw it without the voiceover, but I guess the way that it was originally released was with the voiceover.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Well
after I had already seen it.
If that was, apparently,
and
that
I
was...
I wasn't about to sit through it again.
That was one of, that was the, one of the biggest criticisms was the noir voiceover, but ironically enough, that's my favorite way to watch Blade Runner. I have every cut. I got that ultimate edition of it. And my favorite way to watch it is with Harrison Ford's voiceover.
Is there any particular... thing that
yeah,
is
there,
Harrison
there
has?
Some big reveal that has to
No. What it is that without...
In the beginning, it sets up the
right.
world really well.
It does. Harrison Ford...
And that's the only way I saw it. I didn't realize there was a version without it.
Yeah, the second director's cut or whatever.
Yeah, Harrison Ford's...
The first time I saw it was like on HBO or something.
Yeah, Harrison Ford's character puts very much context into the world, what he does as a Blade Runner. And I really liked it. I don't know why people had such a
I think that did you see it that way first?
Of course.
So that's probably why you like it.
Here's the thing, though. I was lucky enough that I got to watch the European cut with the voiceover.
Oh, so the voiceover is in French.
Right. No. My voiceover is German.
Oh, German. German.
No, but
yeah, I can see how that could add.
Nothing says let's kill all the replicants.
But if I'm not mistaken, the director's cut is different because it has the voiceover, but it also has a different ending than the theatrical cut.
Really, it spells out
right,
that he
was right, 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 right. So, I'm a huge fan. I'm shocked that it took this long to get a sequel in the theater, but I'm super excited.
Really selling it like a sequel?
No, they're
it's
not.
Really a sequel for anybody that remembers the first.
It feels like a reboot.
I don't know.
It's 2040.
It's true.
Yeah. I thought that it felt like the original movie. I think that they did a really good job of recreating the atmosphere from the original Blade Runner.
Actually, you know, I'm going to take back every statement I made. It was way too dark. There's way too much CG. There's way too much product placement.
Wow. All right.
What else did they say about the Justice League trailer?
Batman's too dark. No, I don't know.
It's too dark and it's too much star power. Yeah.
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 That's how I feel about it.
That's what Blade Runner 2049 has got.
That was everything I liked.
Well, you know what? It's not actually a lie, though, because one of the first things you see in that trailer is a big neon sign of Atari.
I was going to say I liked that product placement.
Well,
I had to watch it a couple times just to make sure I really saw
that. Truthfully, so did I. But, I mean, it gave me that nostalgic 80s feel right away.
Is this a Warner Brothers movie?
Oh, absolutely. It's still owned by Warner.
That's why it's got the Atari product placement, because Warner Brothers still owns Atari.
If you're right, I that does sound correct, because Warner Brothers has been releasing games under the Atari name. But that was only a few years ago, though. So I think you could be right.
They bought Atari from the original owner.
This apple juice is starting to taste better, by the way.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. All right, well.
All right.
Todd?
Yeah.
Gannon.
What?
No, there was one more trailer that I wanted to talk about that I had totally just slipped my mind after 2049 from last week. We were going to talk about it. There was
Moana.
Blade Runner. No. There was Blade Runner, but there was something else that was coming out.
I like the trailer better than the movie.
Don't get me started on Moana. I hate that movie. Anyway,
there's too much singing.
Yeah, there's not even enough singing in that movie. There should have been more. But what was the other trailer that came out that week that we didn't have a chance to talk about it?
Was there another one?
Yes, there was something else that we didn't have a chance to talk about.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
It clearly didn't make an
impression
on us if we can't remember.
Did not
right
make
now.
An impression.
A lot of stuff that came out.
Like the day after we have the pod.
No, I mean, because there was
Dark Tower.
Dark Tower, that's it.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was like 2 weeks ago.
Dark Tower.
That was the minute we were done recording.
Yes.
No, we just finished recording the pod
right.
that night and it came out.
Right.
But that was 2 weeks
that
ago.
Was, that was.
I wasn't here last week.
And we didn't talk about it at all.
Yeah.
But we should now, because Dark Tower, of course, is the big series that was written by the one and only... There it is again. The one and only Stephen King.
You really got to cut that out.
Yeah.
Should give you like a rubber band to snap your wrist.
There's 40. I just looked it up. There's 47 Stephen Kings in Maine alone.
Are you serious or are you just messing
with me?
You're just messing with me. St- Stephen King wrote the Dark Tower series. It started off with The Gunslinger. The Dark Tower is now starring Matthew McConaughey and Idris Elba. Not sure who's directing it. I don't know if it's a first-time director or what have you.
You know what? I didn't really even look into it. I have no idea.
Stephen King.
I knew that Ron Howard was supposed to do it at one point, but I doubt
him. I did got to watch a trailer. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was really good. I actually want to watch a Stephen King movie.
It's Ron Howard producing it, and it's Brian Grazer actually directing this.
Yeah, right. Brian Grazer. Yeah. What did you guys think of it?
It was all right.
It looked great.
It's okay.
Is there
it was really dark, and there was a lot of CG.
There's too much star power.
Yeah.
Well, no, I liked it.
It reminded me of how disappointed I was in Suicide Squad.
Fun.
I think format's right though. Matthew McConaughey kind of brings a certain gravitas when he's on screen.
What the French would call a je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, je ne sais quoi. He was very good. Idris Elba seems like a great good guy. I like Idris Elba a lot, so I think he's.
You know, I know it's completely unorthodox, and they'll never let him do it. But I really want that man to play Bond.
James Bond? I really do. It's interesting. I think he's.
It would raise eyebrows and probably cause controversy, but in a perfect world, I would love him to take over Bond.
I don't see the problem is that it's not that he can't play Bond. I think he's too big.
Like Daniel Craig.
He's too big.
Like Daniel Craig.
Too street?
No, okay.
Daniel Craig is very broad-shouldered. He's very large. He's got a face of a bulldog.
Yeah, I guess
you use camera tricks. I'll bet you
if you put Daniel Craig and Idris Elba right next to each other, they're probably about the same frame.
Well, I don't know.
I bet you they are. That's a good point.
All right.
You just don't like Idris Elba because he's not white.
I love Idris Elba. By the way, you should watch his show on the BBC called Luther. It's fantastic. By the way,
that's where he started, right?
Oh yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I heard it's really good.
He keeps going back to it.
It's really good.
They did a fourth season just for Netflix.
It was fantastic. Nadia, how do you feel about Idris Elba?
About the same way she feels about the guy.
Too dark, too much CG.
I like product placement. That's why I know how to buy my stuff.
Idris Elba. Idris Elba is nothing but product placement. That guy's a stud.
Makes me buy Speedos.
Did we watch Luther together?
We did. I really like it.
Yeah.
I think it's really, really
it's good.
It's
good, right?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I really like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like Idris Elba?
Of course.
No.
Yes.
Do you see him?
I love the show, though.
Do you see him? Do you see him as Bond? Can you see that?
She can see him all kinds of different ways.
I can't because I feel like I have a preconceived idea of what Bond should be, and I don't really see him.
I am interested in what your preconceived notion of Bond is now.
I don't know. Just
British.
Like, yeah, the old school.
He's like, British.
I know,
no, but like British.
Oh. Oh! So what you mean is Anglo-Saxon.
Yes.
Yes.
No, like the monocle and stuff.
I know. That's
no, I mean, I think that...
You know, like, the Monopoly guy.
Not to say I wouldn't enjoy it if they switched it up a little bit.
I'm sure.
Mr. Peanut.
I grew up that way with that image, so...
Right. And I think there is something to that. I guess you do have a point. There is something to that.
Hey, do you like Jason Bourne or Bond better?
Yes. Jason Bond. He's awesome.
He is pretty awesome.
No, because we she has
use
a
your
for,
mic, would you? Thank you.
She has a thing for Bourne.
Oh, yeah?
You like Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
That doesn't make you want to, like, you know, do
but
some push-ups
really like,
and sit
no.
up every now and again?
No.
She doesn't like Matt Damon. She likes Jason Bourne.
Because there's no way I'll ever be as short as Matt Damon.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, do you...
I can't do enough push-ups to be 5'6".
What is it about Matt? Just curiously. Because could you see Matt... Could you see...
Is this what this show is?
No. What I'm asking is, my point is that since we're talking about Bond, could you see an American Bond? That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, that would be kind of...
But is he playing American or American actor playing British?
No. Instead of...
He would be American.
You're right, he would be American.
They have the same...
I don't
so
think
the
no.
MI6
vibe to it. I don't know if it would work.
The MI6 trains and brings in an American spot. That doesn't.
I think
because he's kind of mysterious.
No, because
Matt Damon's mysterious.
No, I thought you were talking about Bond.
Yeah, they're talking about Bond.
Bond is mysterious.
Yeah. But even then, like everybody knows James Bond.
That's true.
Like,
so
like the worst spy ever because everybody knows
he tells them his name.
If you were gonna take this down a dark and mysterious political alleyway,
oh no!
The first,
oh here we go!
Oh gosh!
The first Bond, Sean Connery, he was Irish.
Technically, he was Welsh. He's technically a Welshman, so he's not right. Irish. But I see what you're saying.
Technically, he was born in Wales, but he grew up in Ireland.
Okay, here's the thing, though. He was a Welshman. He's actually from Wales.
He was born in Wales.
Yes. So
yeah,
you didn't know that?
You know Wales?
You didn't know this?
But I thought he
like
grew up. I thought he grew up in.
I don't know.
You do realize this is like when you tell us you're Filipino, right? It's almost the exact same thing.
The irony is that Roger Moore is the first English Bond.
Yeah.
Because after Sean was George Lazenby, who was the first and only Australian Bond.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That was perfect.
Yeah. By the way, he was great in that very first role. But anyway.
So great they never brought him back.
They wanted him. He didn't want to come back.
Oh.
He didn't want to be.
That movie, he got a lot of criticism.
He didn't want to be pigeonholed as the Bond character. Yeah. By the way, he had the deepest storyline of all the Bond movies, by the way. On Her Majesty's Secret Service is great. That's the first time James Bond falls in love, gets married, and spoiler, his wife gets shot.
He fell in love in all the other movies. Just those bars didn't last too long.
I don't think so.
It was lust.
Yes, yes. It was a lot more lust.
No way.
So, according to Wikipedia...
Lust is just love and fast forward.
According to Wikipedia and IMDb, he's from Scotland.
He's a Welshman. That's the thing is that I know he's a Scotsman.
Yeah, you're right. Wales is totally different
first
than
of all,
Scotland.
We all know he was a Scotsman.
He was born in Scotland, he's a Welsh.
He was in Highlander. Obviously, he's a Scotsman.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Anyway, moving off of Bond.
What?
I don't even know how we got on to Bond.
I'm just saying, like, there wasn't...
We were talking about Dark Tower.
We were.
But our iconic version of the original James Bond with Sean Connery, he's not even actually, like, from England.
You're right.
So saying that... Idris Elba is a bad Bond because he's from England.
I didn't say that though.
Not a Scotsman.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
I didn't say he was a bad Bond. I think he would be a decent Bond. I think my problem with Idris Elba is that he's too big. Like he's too built. Weak.
I guarantee you put him side by side with Craig, they're the same size.
These dog whistle. No, he's trying to say that he doesn't like him because he's black.
No.
He's
not
trying to
saying.
Not say that.
He's trying to make it about something else.
What I'm trying to say is that he's too Murph, okay, for all you local guys out there. He's a very big guy. I don't see my Bond as a big guy like Idris Elba. He's too imposing. That's my problem with him.
He's scary. He's like a thug.
Craig isn't.
Look,
that's what I'm saying. Yes, okay? He's imposing, and I think he... Bond shouldn't be striking fear into the hearts of...
Fear of a black planet right here.
That's all I'm saying. Anyway, Idris Elba's a great actor. Great in Luther. I don't know if he's good.
Bad Bond.
I don't know. He'd be an okay Bond, I think.
And I think he would be a fantastic Bond.
I think he would too.
If you've ever seen
Luther, you would know.
Oh, no. That's a great.
Pretty much
no doubt Bond. About it.
They send James Bond to Morocco. He totally fits in.
It's the one mission he can do.
He can't go to Europe. He's got to go to Africa
and have a little bit of fun with it. Like every time he goes someplace, like there's something a little bit different about you.
Right.
Just have a little bit of fun with it, but don't be on the nose.
Yeah.
Well, like I said,
I would turn in for that movie 8 times.
We're not even talking about the fact that we could in this day and age that we live in that we could have a female Bond.
Oh, that's no, we can't.
That's just wrong.
That's stupid.
All right. Awesome. Yet I'm the, ironically...
Jamie Bond?
No, we can, but she has to be Chinese.
Okay, I got you. That's right.
No, she's got to be Japanese.
Oh, sorry, Japanese.
Because the Chinese don't get mad like
she
the
didn't be
Japanese
British.
Do.
She just give her chopsticks.
I got it. So no dog whistles for you guys, just me. Got it.
Dog whistles?
Yeah. That's you guys are straight out and say no female Bond.
I don't know. I feel like this debate is kind of like
he meant wolf whistle.
They hired him to be a gunslinger in a movie called The Dark Tower. Like
Idris Elba.
He's not a a prototypical gunslinger.
I feel like we're in court
type.
For Idris Elba.
Ironically, he is.
Like we're making a case for him
in Dark Tower. He is for all intents and purposes the White Knight. That's what he is.
That's written as a white character.
Why is it always got to be? Why is it got to be
yeah,
about
no,
color
it
with
he's written
you?
As a white character.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If I'm not mistaken, yeah. But I think Idris Elba was a great actor. I think he could pull it off. See, only here on the Nerd Watch do we touch these very sensitive subjects.
Only here on the Nerd Watch.
That's
do we
right.
touch Idris Elba.
That's right. We're the only ones brave enough and bold enough to say that he wouldn't make a good Bond, or at least myself.
I'm the only one that said it. Everybody else disagreed.
I think he would be a good Bond.
Anyway, moving.
I think he's going to be a good gunslinger, and I that's totally.
You know what, I'll take it one step further. Batman. I haven't played Batman.
Ooh, I could actually see him playing Batman. That would be cool.
With a British accent.
No.
British accent.
No, no would, British accent. No.
He's got to have a British accent. Christian
you know
Bale.
What? It has to be a Scottish
take it
accent.
Even one further step. Superman.
It's got to be a Scottish accent because his last name's Wayne.
Okay. Name.
There's been a black Superman before there was a black Batman in the comics. To be fair, there's Earth 2 Superman.
Oh,
black.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. That's Earth
it's
2.
Earth 2.
Doesn't, well, doesn't Steel technically counts, doesn't he, as a Superman?
Yeah, because he was in Return of the Superman, right?
Right?
No, but that was the same Earth as Superman. That was the same Earth as
he's
Clark Kent. Yeah, he's Steel.
He's like
he can't have the name.
He's Intercity Iron Man. He's not Superman.
I guess you're right.
Intercity Iron Man.
Think about it. That's what
I know,
he was.
I know. It's just,
right.
I feel bad for.
And ironically,
I don't like to put it in such simple terms, but that's exactly what it was.
Yeah. I guess
the end of his storyline was him teaching a bunch of kids to dance.
Yeah.
Wow.
To save their community center.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is the subtitle Electric Boogaloo?
And then they got then that's what got them to like start to respect their white English teacher.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Moving on.
These minds are dangerous.
Moving on. This is gold.
It is gold, but we gotta keep going.
Squeeze another 2 hours out of this.
We easily could. But anyway, before...
By the way, it's Morgan Freeman in a bathtub. Look
I
at
know,
that.
Just...
How great is that? Look at all those liver spots.
Show me your duck tits.
I think that's Shawshank, isn't it? I think that's Shawshank Redemption, I'm pretty sure.
Well, it's
right?
not the electric
no?
company.
It's definitely not the electric company. That's for sure. But anyway...
Shawshank 2, he goes back in.
I do know...
I
do know that this week is our premiere of Alien Covenant over at Molly Mall Megaplex.
Oh, are we still doing that?
We are still doing that. Oh, Alien
you
Covenant.
You said you were going on Facebook.
And you said you're going to make a print.
No, well, I said I'd try.
Right.
Oh.
So that's a no.
That's a no.
So that's a no. Yeah, got it.
That's on you now, Swan.
That is totally on you, Swan.
It's on you, Swan.
Yeah. So you guys can join us... for Alien Covenant at the Maui Mall Megaplex, first show of the evening. Check out our event page at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Like us on there as well if you could. I hope you guys enjoyed, by the way, I hope you guys enjoyed the Guardians premiere. I had a lot of fun, gave away some stuff, and had a good time. So thanks, guys, by the way. So we're going to be doing it all summer.
I like giving away stuff.
Yeah, giving away stuff is always good. So anyway, we're going to be
giving
doing Alien
like
Covenant.
Paying for the stuff we're giving away.
Yeah, I like giving
that
away
part
Alika's
must
stuff.
No, that's the thing. That's what I should say. I like giving
I like
away
taking
Alika's,
Alika's
stuff.
Money and giving them to people for nothing.
Yeah.
Apparently, Format and Ganon are Alika's pimp.
I guess he could be. So join us for Alien Covenant, which
that's
is
the name of, that's the name of the podcast, Pimpin' Alika,
which is Thursday. You guys can you guys. This is the official sequel to Prometheus, prequel to the original Alien. It falls somewhere in between those two. I'm not too sure where, but Alien Covenant is opening up this Thursday night. Todd, you'll be there, right?
I might be on Oahu.
Really? For what?
If I can get a
think about it.
If I can
spit it out, would you?
If I can get a bathroom pass, I might go to Oahu, and there's a Amazing Hawaii Comic Con's doing a kind of a meet and greet mixer sort of thing.
Oh,
so I might go for that.
Who wants to?
You weren't invited. This is awkward.
I'm pretty sure that they said they wanted comic book artists, right?
No, they want everybody. Oh. No, that's why I'm invited. No, they're like, oh, bring everybody.
Gee, you could go too, actually.
Oh, yeah, you man. Could go. It's a public thing.
Oh, man. Is it really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Anybody could go.
Anybody can go.
Is this a normal thing? Like, is this like a con before the con?
It's not a con it's before like the con. Meet and greet. It's a meet and greet. Like, they just come out and they just...
Can we do one of those?
For Maui Comic-Con?
We're doing one right now.
Yeah, Alika, let's put together a mixer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll go well with this group.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I'm pretty sure it would.
I guess we could do it at the Alien Covenant.
I guess we could. Yeah, let's do a mixer.
You bring the punch bowl.
Okay, good. Well, I'm not sure what exactly goes on at a mixer, but...
Of course you don't.
It's,
You've never been invited to
one. I've never been invited to a mixer. what happens at a mixer?
Well, usually people have fun.
Do they?
Yeah.
That's the one thing I
don't
like.
Have you ever had that before?
I don't like to have that at all.
I didn't think so.
It's horrible. It's horrible. It's overrated.
Usually.
Oh, usually. Okay. So, well, Todd, why don't... when is that happening?
May 18th. That's like 7 o'clock.
So it's Thursday, the 18th.
Thursday, the 18th.
Okay, 7 o'clock. Okay.
So it's like it's happening at the same time as the movie.
So you're going to go to...
So like if I can't get on a plane and come back, you're in time for the movie.
Well, you figure out what's more important to you.
Yeah.
And then you let us know.
I will see you guys all at Aliens.
Aww.
Yeah, because G guilted me into it.
Yeah. No, you should definitely go and represent...
because he's Catholic, because I'm Catholic, and he knows how to work me.
Yeah, I do. So here's the thing, is that if you do go to the mixer, whatever the case may be, sounds really nerdy, considering, but...
I'm on a show called The Nerd Watch.
That's true. Well, you should definitely go and represent The Nerd Watch and your comic book.
Oh,
first,
cool.
Importantly... The Nerd Watch, and then the Kikui
whatever.
Wherever you have the bigger fan base.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. That's where it's at.
Yeah, go to Japan.
Matter of fact, Jimmy J apparently likes this show, so I would go with that first. And yeah. So tell me from the Nerd Watch first, and then we could probably get
him in. And if Jimmy J is watching, again, Ivy Doom Kitty, get on it.
Right. And he wants
to make sure to... I keep forgetting to throw that out there.
Jimmy J, get on Ivy Doom Kitty.
No, don't get on her. Just bring her in.
Right. Oh, what? That's not what we're saying?
No, I'm not saying for him to get on.
We're going to...
That's good because he's married. He's got a kid.
Hey, let's,
I hope so.
Happily.
We wouldn't want to be part of that.
Why are you trying to split people up?
All I'm saying is that if you get in good with Jimmy J, maybe we can get a panel going. That'd be awesome.
No, I know that guy, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So hook it up.
Watch us.
These guys.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll be there, obviously.
These people that the camera can't see.
See, at all.
We could be pointing at anything right now.
Yeah. But listen, what I want you guys to know is that...
they're just here for the
You guys can come check us out, Alien Covenant, this Thursday night at the Maui Mall Megaplex. If you're not so inclined, there are two other things that happened today that you guys can actually pick up and bring home with you. Number one is the digital edition of Logan, both in color and black and white.
I think Get Out's available too digitally.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. So it's available. It's available to you, Logan. Best X-Men
the black and
movie
white version
ever,
too, or just the theatrical?
Alika, what do you think about the best X-Men movie ever?
Don't get him riled up. Good God, here we go. We don't need that. Anyway, Logan is out if you guys want to pick that up. And, of course, big game that came out this week, today. Injustice 2 has come out on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and I believe PC. It is the DC Comics sequel to Injustice, Gods Among Us. And we have been playing it in here courtesy of Ganon, who... He's been kicking some major butt in it. What do you think of it so far?
Yeah, Ganon, yeah.
It's great.
It's good.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's good. If you like fighting games, and even if you don't like fighting games.
It's better than the first one.
Yeah, even if you don't like fighting games, it's super cool. So that's pretty awesome.
The production value is fantastic.
It's insane. I'm looking at it.
There's a lot more detail in it than the first one.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So,
hitboxes are still all over the place.
Yeah, we'll see. You're a huge obviously, fighting game guy. You're a huge... Yeah.
Huge what?
You're a huge...
You're big for your size.
I meant Polynesian
you're
guy.
You're awfully big bone.
Yeah. No, he's a big fighting game fan, so he's very experienced in that genre. I love playing him for fun, so I'm definitely picking mine up for sure. So I'm super excited about that. Anyway, Other than that, I want to let you guys know you guys can actually follow us on Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch, like our page over there. You can follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. You can follow us on Instagram at @The_NerdWatch. I've been posting a lot more stuff as of late. I don't know if it's because I'm depressed or I have no friends. But either way.
Yeah, you don't have any friends.
Okay.
Even among this table.
Yeah, it's true. We don't hang out.
I'm your friend.
I want to tell you something that'll cheer you up, though, I was reminded of recently.
Oh, good. Tell me.
That there was a character on The Growing Pains named Boner.
That's true.
His last name was Stabone. His dad's name was Sylvester. That's it. That made you laugh, right?
That was good. That was good. And thanks, Todd, for being my friend.
Your life is still just a pit of despair, though.
You just wasted the whole thing I just did.
I appreciate that. By the way, you guys can watch all the depressing footage at YouTube on YouTube. Just search Nerd Watch Nation. That's right. If you want to watch something that you'll slit your wrist to, that's us.
It's not us.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that not politically correct?
No, you gotta watch 13 Reasons.
God, I'm sorry.
You're like Ethan Van Scrivener.
What? Who?
What the F?
He's the guy.
No, you said it wrong. Robert Van Winkle. That's what you are.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that wrong?
No.
No, he's the guy that... He's a comic book artist. He did Cyberfrog back in the 90s, and
Mine was funny.
He's been doing... Well, I'm not trying to be funny. I don't... Obviously. I've never been funny on this show.
Todd.
He does Green Lantern. He just told a bunch of people to kill themselves who were depressed.
You bore me. Anyway, yeah. Listen.
James O'Barr got people doing that better than he did, though.
I love all of you.
But they did it to better music.
Yeah,
they did. I want to send a birthday shout-out to Todd once again for his 33rd birthday. Todd, congratulations, sir, on making it to your 33rd birthday.
Your life is also a pit of despair.
So,
hey, downhill's a lot easier than this uphill battle.
It's faster.
Yeah,
it is a lot faster. But lucky enough for you, you're doing it with a partner. So that's good.
You're doing it.
I actually told you not to talk about Ganon in front of my wife. Leave Ganon out of this.
I'm sorry.
She's right there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's called Under the Radar.
It's not polygamy if I'm married to Ganon in another state.
Well, and by the way, Nadia, thank you for coming. And once again, thank you so much for putting this little shindig together. Yeah, certainly appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, she's amazing. Could you come on more often and leave your husband at home?
Yeah.
That'd be great. It's anyway.
She doesn't bring cake every time.
Oh, man.
I can, though.
Oh, man. I love it.
I got to say, it sounded good to me, too. Now.
Yeah. Huh? Sounded fantastic.
Every Tuesday, I get cake.
Cake? Wow.
It was good knowing you, Todd.
Yeah. Hey, man. I understand.
I'll still see you at the mixers.
Put in a good word. Yeah. But anyway.
Just like make sure you save me a slice afterwards. I guess it was nice being friends.
Being friends. Well, we kind of like you, Todd. So we certainly love having you or like having you on the show, at least for now. So you have brought...
We like or dislike having you here. I don't really want to tell you because I don't want you to think that you can come back.
Yeah, you bring a light to the show that no other man could. So we thank you and appreciate you for that.
Is it because I'm white? Is that what it is? Is that
a little bit?
Yeah,
a little bit.
That's racist. Yeah.
He's whiter than you.
Yeah. Technically, I'm not.
You're visually whiter than
I'm visually. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Very much so. Very much so, but it's not the truth.
He's more Welsh than you.
Yeah.
It's very true. I'm Native American.
Yeah. Well, Todd, listen, we got to get out of here. So stick around because coming up after this, we're doing our first ever Nerd Watch Ringside Wrestling podcast. So.
Oh, crap.
Wrestling's fake, dude.
You're such a jerk.
Wrestling is, it's not real, man.
Hey, you're such a jerk. Anyway, we're out of time.
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just, what's real about wrestling?
See, you're lucky I'm not going to get away with this because you're the birthday boy here today.
Yeah.
But anyway, for Todd.
What's the difference between wrestling and soap opera? What's the difference?
There just actually, fight with the ironically enough, there isn't very much.
It's better acting, I know that.
Well, one is physical, but we'll get into that. But anyway,
physical.
I'm not going to debate the qualities of wrestling.
Aloha.
Thanks. So we're out of time. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you guys on Thursday night the Maui Mall Megaplex for the premiere of Alien Covenant. So for Todd, for Gannon, we didn't even talk about Halloween, which I wanted to talk about. We didn't.
So no, you brought up Idris Elba, and then everybody's mad.
This guy, that's important.
Yeah, that's true. But next week we'll talk about.
I hope I make it to 34.
Halloween becoming a thing again, courtesy of Danny McBride. We'll talk about more stuff next week. For Gannon, for Todd, for Format, for Alika, and for the very lovely Nadia for joining us tonight. I am G Money. Peace out. Much love. Oh, and thank you so much to the Peanut Gallery as well. You guys are phenomenal. Thanks for sitting through our rubbish. You know, we're not exactly, entertaining.
They've actually inspired an idea. We should get a laugh track.
Maybe we should. Maybe you guys, that's true. Maybe you guys could be the laugh track.
No, they'd have to think
we're
funny.
We have to laugh.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Laugh track we insert it on our own.
Okay. I think I can do that with this output right here.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
We insert laughter.
Done deal. Thank you, Facebook Live, for joining us tonight as well.
Among other things.
We'll see you guys back here next week. So until then, I am G Money. Peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And by the way, you're cutting the cake because I want a piece. Okay. we're out of time. And until next week, we say to you guys, Aloha.
Idris Elba is 5 inches taller than Daniel Craig.
Thanks.